Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Ron, how you doing this evening, brother?
Oh, I'm doing all right. I had to drive back to my county after work so I could vote.
Yeah, Joseph must be having technical problems right now, so we'll just carry on with him. Good evening, America. Welcome to the Mega News Network. Our host is having some technical difficulties. He'll be joining us shortly, but right now you have me, Russell Hody, and we got our good buddy here with us, Ron, and we're going to continue on with what's going on. I was kind of busy today. I didn't get a chance to track a lot of things going on. You catch anything that caught your eyes there, Ron?
No, not really. I was pretty busy too. I was working all day. Then I had to drive back to where I live.
Yeah, well, I've been tracking on it, man. And I'm just, since I got home, though, I turned on Fox News for a little bit. And I've been tracking this Joe Biden.
Hey, can you guys hear me now? Sorry about that. I didn't realize my mic took a dump, so had to call you. So and everything.
Yeah, we went on without you. We just said fuck those Joe.
Right. So anyway, I tell you what, the whole state just got a big tax break and everything. Did you read the article I tagged you in?
I haven't had a chance to yet, but I don't think that has to go through Congress. Trump just can't say it's done and it happened.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think. I could be wrong. I'm not real sure on that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm relatively sure that has to go through Congress to get any kind of action taken.
Well, that's the reason why he did it until this recession. He said it's going to be good for a year, and it's a, I believe, a 0% tax breaks, which means that you'll see more in your paychecks instead of less. And, well, I mean, that's for everybody. Even us that's on Social Security gets a 10% raise. You guys will get a 20% increase and everything. So, say, for example, if you're getting $600 out of your paycheck, you'll now get $1,000 out of your paycheck. So, you know, which is good. Which is good. And the Democrats are throwing a fit, you know, and everything. So they are throwing a hissy fit. But I want to tell you, you know, it's this this whole thing, everybody's still panicking and stuff. And, you know, and I'm just sitting here watching everything unfold, and I don't know, what do you guys think right now on this?
You know, I don't know, man. There's just a lot of red flags up right now and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as we said last night, this doesn't seem to be any worse than maybe like a super flu or something like that.
Right.
I don't know what the total number of deaths are on this thing yet, but if it was at 10,000 at this point, it'd be running about par on the average for what the regular flu killed a year. And that's
right.
Just in the U.S., 37,000 a year, you don't hear nothing about it.
Right.
And I'm just... Man, I don't know, man. The more I watch this and the more I look at it and stuff like that, man, this
mm-hmm.
sure seems like a, okay, everybody, they don't make tinfoil anymore, so we use aluminum foil these days and stuff like that.
Right.
And that is conductive of radio waves, so, you know, I may be getting some of Mars feedback here or something like that, but the more I watch what's going on, the more I study and what's happening, how the different groups are reacting to this as far as politicians, citizenry, people who have a little common sense and stuff like that. And I okay, y'all can laugh at me when I say this, but I'm really starting to think that maybe there's some kind of deep state / elitist freaking psyop going on here.
Well, I have to agree with you on that to a certain point, but I'm hearing chitter chatter from all different all the lines going across, stating that this could be the beginning of the arrest of fixing to come, and they're doing this to secure everybody, like Vice President Pence, and the rest of them are quarantining themselves and everything, and this could be a way where this, I'm wearing the tinfoil hat. This could be where the arrest is going to come in. I mean, there's a lot of red flags out there.
No, there ain't no... Would y'all please get off that fucking shit, all right? And put the crack pipe down and step away from it. No one is going to be arrested, okay? Unless we get off our asses and do it ourselves, there will be no justice, and no one is going to get arrested, and no one is going to jail for what they send us to jail for and throw us under the jailhouse for. These people have committed perjury, they've committed treason. In some cases, I would bet the last dollar in my pocket that several people have been murdered doing this thing to keep quiet. Hell, the Clintons have a better body count than Chris Kyle did, all right? And don't think Obama's beyond that, but I mean, but as I said earlier, no one's going to be arrested, and I just, you know, that's heresy.
Well, this was just chitter chatter, people are guessing, but I don't know. It's just like you said, there's some red flags. We don't know what's going on, you know, and everything, but we know that the truth, we're not being told the whole story of the real issue of this and everything. And I think that's because they don't want to cause a worldwide panic, you know, because we know this is a biohazard made germ for warfare, you know, and everything. But hey, Ron, I heard you guys had to do your voting today and stuff. Who did you vote for, brother?
Well, you know, I was on my way home and doing some serious thought about it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I decided on my way home that, you know, I want free shit.
Uh-huh.
And I want other people to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I voted for Bernie.
Hey.
Oh, no. Got you, Russell. I told you he didn't have a shit.
No, I voted for Trump. But to get to that tax thing, right? Up here they have a thing on the ballot for a tax, for a levy for the school system, correct? I mean, up here, right? And I've been watching people on rants and raves on the classifieds and everything going off about this, saying it's a good thing and we'll be depriving our kids and blah, blah, blah. But you know what? I brought up was that nobody has a right to tax somebody's personal property that they already own. Period.
Right. Right.
I said, you know, and on top of it, our school system sucks and they fail the kids. Why should some, or what about the people that homeschool? We have 50% of our kids in this county are homeschooled.
Right.
Right. Why should they pay taxes for a school system they don't even use? Or people that don't have kids or whatever. You don't have the right to tax somebody's property that they own.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, and that's why I'm not going to vote for it. You know, I said, on top of it, like I said, our school sucks.
Right.
You know?
Right. And so, but on a clear note, you know, this is going to go on for a year until everything resettles, you know, according to what the administration was saying. But even everybody that's on Social Security will get an increase and everything, which I believe was 10%, which is like $90. That's not much, but it's a lot for us, you know, and everything. So to give you an example, they broke it down. Say, like, if you're getting $600 in your paycheck now, you'll get $1,000 out of your paycheck. You know?
Well, another thing about I was watching on there was people lying, including people that work for the school system. On those, you know, they weren't saying they did, but they do. It's a small area. Everybody knows everybody, you know.
The thing is
they were saying this will not increase your taxes, but if you read it on the ballot, it directly says it's going to increase your taxes. So that's an blatantly lie about it when it clearly states on the ballot what it will do, that it will raise your tax per every 100,000 and blah, blah, blah.
Well, you know, the Democrats, whenever, you know, they do a tax cut or tax increase, the Democrats are going to find ways to take that money away from you. They're doing.
Yep.
You know, that's the game and everything. But, you know, but here today, I was, you know, they had some confirmations. I know Boston, they're fixing to go on lockdown. New York went on a lockdown. About a half a mile of New York is on lockdown over there. And two confirmed cases were confirmed up in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I was talking to a good friend of mine up there. She said there were two cases confirmed. But, you know, what's funny is that New Mexico and two other states are the only ones not affected by this thing.
There's no confirmed cases in Idaho either yet.
So we think it's probably because of that New Mexico chili we all eat over here. So, you know, so, but anyway, you know, but, and then, you know, I don't know, this whole thing, it could go away, but, you know, people are saying, well, when the summer comes, this thing will go away. No, when the summer comes, this is going to activate it more, you know. and everything. It's not going to put it to sleep. It'll activate it more, but it could have, it'll eventually die out. I kind of think it will, you know, and stuff. But anyway, so, but I was paying attention all day today, keeping up on the reports and everything and stuff. But I don't know, what are you hearing there in Texas? I heard there were some of them people on board this cruise ship that was sitting down there, Russell.
Oh, well, of course they do, man. They're sending these fucks to Lackland Air Force Base. And, you know, as I said last night, so there's a lot of this stuff that doesn't fit, that just doesn't fit right. It doesn't add up. What the big panic is over this and stuff. Now, I mean, I've listened to two or three people interviewed that actually contracted this virus and stuff like that. And the one lady said she tested positive three or four times, and she said she had maybe half a day of fever and stuff, and she said her fever never broke 100. And that, so, you know, I think I really don't know what to say. I'm not gonna panic about it. You see people panicking. I just noticed this afternoon. When I got back to the office this afternoon, I pulled into the parking garage, and that was about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. People should have been working, and both levels of the parking garage were damn near empty. It looked like a holiday, dude. There was little to no traffic. No, I'm serious. There was little to no traffic on the Houston Highway, which is damn near unimaginable. And it's starting
spooky.
To be a little twilight zone out here, but honestly, I'm not really concerned about it. It's something that needs to be watched and paid attention to, because obviously it's having some devastating effects in other parts of the world and country and stuff like that. And I think, and I don't care what anybody says, I think President Trump did the right thing by cutting off flights and stuff to China coming into their areas and stuff. I think that was a good move. Of course, the left is going to howl about it, but I really think that for what this is and the way it's affected other places, and I'm not one to compliment our government or anything like that by anybody's imagination, but you know, you think about it, they've actually done a pretty good job of keeping grip.
Yeah, they have. And while I'm hearing negatives from the liberals saying, "Oh, this administration sucks. They're not doing what they've been on top of it since day one." You know, monitoring this thing very closely and seeing what could happen before it hit the United States. And they were saying the casualty rates are actually pretty low. And they said there's a slim chance that we would get it. Like they were saying. And I believe that,
you know. The thing I think about that, what people need to remember and stuff like that, and I said this last night, I think I said it before, that the death rate on this stuff doesn't appear at this time to be any worse than the normal friggin' everyday Texas, South Texas, hot one day, cold the next day, psycho friggin' weather flu down here that, you know, kills 37,000 people a year, all right? So you think about that. At the end of this month, if there were 10,000 people dead at the end of this month, that's the end of the first quarter, right? That would be 40,000 people dead on the year if it continued. All right, and that is no more than the normal 37,000 plus that are killed every year from the flu. It appears to be a thing the same. While there are some young ones popping up here and there and stuff like that, the majority of it seems to be affecting the same people, the older people, people with compromised immune systems. Now, you know, if you fall into that category, you know, God bless you. Do what you need to do to take care of yourself.
Yeah,
through and stuff like that. But apparently, individuals that are healthy and good immune system are handling this stuff pretty readily with just normal medications and stuff like that. And, you know, you've got to remember, too, this is the first, and I use quotation marks on this, okay, pandemic we've been through. Let's not forget we had the MERS and SARS, you know, that came through here that had a higher kill rate, but the infection rate was way, way lower. So, I don't know, man. We're just going to have to kind of ride and watch.
You see what happens.
I'm really watching how the world governments and media is reacting and stuff like that. Because I'm telling you, man, Ron, I know Ron is pretty sharp on tactics. He chooses to go through and stuff. But, man, I swear something in my gut is gnawing at me, telling me this is a big freaking psyop to try to bring to bring down Trump in the U.S. The Chinese have a 100-year plan for world domination, just like Islam does.
Yep. Well, you know, and that's why I keep saying, I know I'm going to get made fun of this, but the Bible even says, you know, China is going to start with the world, you know, with everything and stuff, and this is what's going to bring us into, you know, to world, the world war and everything, all this other stuff. But, you know, this is the ingredients that we're seeing coming to life from Revelations, you know, and it's starting to puzzle. I mean, look, Israel just called for the third temple to be built. What did the Bible say was going to happen when the third temple was to start to be built?
Well, you know, there are people who would agree with you wholeheartedly on that, Joseph. You'd be surprised how many people that actually would. They're just not going to come out and say it out loud because apparently they're ashamed of their so-called faith. But at the same time, we're told we don't know the day or the date.
Right.
You know, God's going to get up in the morning, walk over to Jesus' room, kick the door open on his bedroom, tell him to get his butt down to earth and finish this.
Right. But here's the thing, too. You know, and this is for you and I, Virgil, talked about this. You know, the hard believers think God's going to come down and scoop them all up when all this happens. That ain't going to happen that way.
Well, no, and that's where a lot of this is the church is responsible for that and stuff. You know, that's a big business. They got to fill them pews. Now, there's a few good country churches left out there, small churches, and there's some good pastors out there that are speaking truth. None of which are involved in politics anyway, shape or form. But they call themselves a reverend or a pastor or whatever, and they're at all these rallies and waving flags and all that kind of stuff. You know what? Say your stuff to somebody else. I'm not buying in on it, all right?
Yeah,
but
right.
There are some people out there saying that. And I do concur with you to the point that nobody's going to sprinkle any fairy dust, and they're going to be whisked away before they face any persecution, because the Bible says, without a doubt, that you will be persecuted in his name. And so that means, well, that doesn't mean that what's happening in Africa is your persecution, or the Middle East, or whatever place you want to name. That means you. That means you, me, Ron, everybody, you know. And that's going to be the test of your faith, whether or not you deny God or not.
I promise you
a lot of these people are going to. Now, me, I'm going to fight these bastards as long as I can, any way I can, and I'm saving the last bullet for me because I ain't being tortured by the motherfuckers.
Right. That's the best thing, you know. That's just like back in the days in the Civil, you know, during the cowboys and Indian days, you know, when the cowboy was captured by the Indian, he'd save the last bullet for himself, you know. So, you know, But you know, but with this panic scare, this is all media done, you know, and everything to get everybody in a frenzy and a panic, and it's working. It's actually, you know, I'm seeing it. It's working, you know, and it's bad. But, and, I'm still getting messages, you know, people are like, are you still going to Georgia? Yes, I'm still going to Georgia. I'm not worried.
The thing of it is, and everybody listening out there, now, we've been hitting it pretty hard about what's going on and the silliness of this stuff, that kind of stuff, for the last week or so. Don't misunderstand what we're stating here. The coronavirus, it's real. It's very contagious. It's going around. It could have an effect. I don't think it's as dangerous as being made out to be or anything like that.
Yeah.
But it's something that needs to be watched, and you need to take normal, normal personal
hygiene
and stuff like that. But there's absolutely, and I repeat, ladies and gentlemen, with the core of my being and everything I believe and know, that there's absolutely, positively, without a doubt, no need for this panic frenzy that's going on.
Exactly.
Please stop it, because you're aiding and abetting the enemy when you do that stuff. You're helping shut down the economy. So just please, knock the fuck off.
Exactly. And, you know, and the thing is, I was telling Lucretia about it. She, you know, and I told her, I said, you know, these people are freaking out. And it's like, I'm not going to let this disrupt my life and everything. I'm going to go one way or the other. I'm monitoring very closely. If they happen to shut down the Atlantic Airport, then, yeah, I'm screwed, you know. But the thing is, you know, it's just I'm not taking any risk. You know, follow the instructions, use common sense, you know, and everything. And, you know, just live your life like CDC said. Live your life daily. You know, it'll interrupt your life a little bit, but don't panic.
Let's look at the upside of this thing. And I'm speaking directly to you nasty motherfuckers out there, all right? You nasty, non-hand washing sons of bitches. Now, I don't know how many times I've been into a public place, gone into a public bathroom, and there'll be a line at the urinals and all that kind of stuff. You stand there and wait. You get your hole. You take your piss. And if you walk over to the sink to wash your hands, I have never hit a line there until this week. All right? That tells me a lot of you motherfuckers ain't practicing basic hygiene right.
So, but anyway, so what's it like up there where you're at, Ron? I mean, are you starting to see shelves getting empty? I know we are over here, and we ain't even got no confirmed viruses, but the shelves are getting empty over here and everything. But is it the same where you're at?
No. Actually, we have not had shelves going empty and people in mass panics. In fact, as far as online, you know, like the public, you know, online things, you know, you can talk to and stuff like that. Everybody's making a joke out of it.
Yeah. So
everybody's making fun of everybody across the country for doing it. We don't get that excited up here, to be honest with you.
Well, hey, you know, you saw my advertising. I got 2 plies for $50. $50 a row, and I got 3 rows. I'm willing to trade for a Camaro, so, you know.
Actually, a lot of people have been talking about buying toilet paper here and selling it in Washington State to all the yahoos over there panicking.
Right. They can make a killing up in New York, too.
Right. So, unless something major happens up here, major, you know, like it's a real thing, and it's a real pandemic thing where it's really spreading rapidly through this area.
Right.
People aren't going to panic up here over it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's got to be something real.
Yeah.
For that.
And, But it's sad to see everybody, you know, going into the panic mode and stuff. But, you know, like Russell said last night, you know, you guys need to slap yourselves silly because you fell for it.
Yeah. But you got to remember,
well, like,
too,
like
that majority...
You know, let's not forget it can have an effect and stuff. And I know we're poking a lot of fun with it. I'm probably the world's worst at it because my sense of humor is so dark and scary if it sneaks up on
right.
me.
All right. Well, I know you're an emergency here, where you guys got me a few times with that.
You know, the majority of the people up here are preppers anyways, by nature. I mean, most people up here are preppers, you know.
Right.
And so everybody up here has been prepping for a lot longer than before it was cool.
Oh, yeah. Same here. I've been prepping for a long time, you know, and everything, but everybody was kind of shocked. It's like, well, you know, if you guys run out of food, don't come to my place because I'll have to shoot you.
Right.
You know, they thought I was joking. I'm like, I ain't joking. I got enough for me, my roommate, and her kids, and that's it. You know.
I made a joke
on
a friend of mine post here that, because she was up, she lives up here too, but. Anyways, I made a joke about how if anybody comes up my driveway coughing, I'm going to shoot them. And she posted, you would shoot anybody that you didn't know coming up your driveway anyways.
Right.
Well,
right.
I've got enough supplies on hand to take care of myself. And the first two tall, slim, redheads with really big breasts that show up.
Right.
Right.
So I need to find me a hot-looking blonde that'd like to come out here in the desert. But, you know, I did want to do a shout-out to my friend Sonia, who's listening in, and to my friend Angelica Ladd up in Nevada that's listening in. Hello, guys. And, you know, but I tell you, in all seriousness, you know, we knew when this first broke out in China, we knew when it got to this point how it was going to happen and everything, you know, and everything. But I think I strongly still see that martial law may be called here pretty soon.
I think in some areas that might happen.
Yeah.
Well,
but,
I really don't think so. There's nothing going on at this point that would warrant that. The very last thing that these liberal and Democrats want to see is any kind of national emergency. I mean, they're talking like they want it, but I don't think they fully understand what that means.
Right. Well, that means they'll have to shut down the elections and everything else, and that'll screw up all their plans. You know, here's the good thing about it. Nobody even really mentioned it, and I was thinking about it earlier, is that you're not going to see anybody protesting.
The thing is I don't think we'll see martial law over this on a federal level, nationally-wise. I think you might see
right.
it on... And in democratic controlled areas,
like
you know, at certain spots, because I think that would feed into their creating a hysteria and a panic and just gaining control over the people.
Right.
You know, and I think you might see it there, but not nationally.
Right. I think you hit the nail on the head there, Ron, which is the point I was attempting to make earlier and stuff like that. Everything right now is pointing to a massive, and this goes beyond the deep state. These go to the very core, the elitists that run the world. And man, I swear this looks like some psyop stuff to get control over the people. Because since this thing hit, have you heard anything from the Yellow Vest? Have you heard any protesting in China, Hong Kong, Iran?
Nope.
Has anybody
Italy?
Been, as any of these weird groups like BLM and friggin' Antifa and other incredibly stupid groups like the White Nationalists and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Those of them have been real quiet too. They ain't out there stirring up no shit, are they?
Nobody is. I mean, that's the spooky part, you know. That's what I was saying. You're not going to see no protesting out of nobody for a while with this going on, you know. So we might see a few, but, you know.
I'm telling you, this stinks of a five-eye psyop. It really does.
Yep. So like I said, I've been hearing some shitter chatters here and there. You know, there's something's going to go down. And who knows? I agree with you. Something is going to go down to distract all this and everything.
For those of you who thinking anybody's going to be arrested or anything going on in D.C., just shut the fuck up. All right?
Right.
It ain't going to happen. I'm tired of hearing where Q said this and Anonymous said that. Those motherfuckers haven't been as right as we've been, all right?
Right. And ironically enough, I'm not a Q follower either.
And to this day, I have my deep gut feelings that whole Q thing is an NSA op.
Yeah, I've heard that. I've been hearing that a lot from a lot of different people.
Keep the people calm down while this is going on, promising arrest and this and watch for this and that, and nobody's doing anything. They're sitting on their asses believing that someone's going to go arrest it. President Trump, all by himself, is going to do this. Yeah, I mean,
right.
Please. I mean, you know.
It's like I tell everybody, I'll believe it when I see it, you know. But I do hear chitter chatter, and it's like, you know, you hear the chitter chatter on the lines that, like, you and I know and everything. But until it actually happens, I'll believe it when I see it.
Well, and here's the thing, too, is if Trump could do it by himself, right, and he had the ability to do it by himself. Don't you think he would have already had Hillary Clinton and Nancy Pelosi's asses locked up?
Exactly. Oh, speaking of Pelosi, did you hear what she told Nadler today?
No.
Nadler goes, what if the coronavirus hits the White House? Are we gonna go on, are we gonna get to go home? She said no. We're like the captains of the ship. We're the last ones to leave. And Nadler freaked out. So, but I don't know. We just got to pay close attention. I mean, we're getting pretty close to April, you know, and even I said a while back, you know, around April, everything's going to hit hard all at one time. Virgil said it, Russell said it, you said it, and everything. And these Democrats aren't going to go down quietly. They'll take us with them.
Yep. I think you're going to see more action after the election next year, depending on who the winner is.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I think, honestly, I don't think the coronavirus is what's going to freak. Well, it's definitely not going to freak me out.
Right.
But
right.
I think that if Trump wins, the leftists are going to lose their absolute minds. And I think if Trump loses, we're going to end up with a dictator that wants to just totally violate the Constitution altogether, get rid of the college electoral votes, violate your free speech, and take all your guns away.
Right.
You know,
I think
we're going to see a lot more from that than we are going to see from this.
Exactly. That's the real threat, you know, and everything. So, I don't know. I still say Trump may get it, you know, and everything, but the way things are looking, though, they're going to try everything to cheat, which they're doing. And we all know that Joe Biden has dementia awful bad. I mean, he's really showing it and stuff. So I think when they get him in there, they're going to replace him with whoever the VP is going to be, and that's who's going to run the country. I think that's what's going to happen.
That would be the obvious plan. I mean, because you are absolutely 100% correct on the fact that Joe Biden has dementia in a big, big way.
Mm-hmm.
And all the mainstream media is ignoring it. Mm-hmm. So is Bernie. Oh, and isn't that interesting? Bernie ran again for president, but he won't go on the offensive against Joe Biden.
You're right.
Talk about dementia. So
that's obvious.
Let me tell you, I don't think, and just stay with me. Let me finish what I'm saying. Try not to laugh till I finish, okay? I don't think that Bernie Sanders wants to win, okay? Because as long as he's out there and he makes a decent run at it, he loses. That makes him the purest form of communist there is. It's just not accepted yet. I'm a warrior, and he won't attack Biden and stuff. And what they do with Bernie 4 years ago,
right
after he bowed out of the race and supported Hillary. He popped up with having a third house there on the East Coast, you know. So Bernie Sanders could be bought and paid off. So,
how do you think he got his millions?
So I don't think Bernie was ever in this to win it. I really don't.
No, but it's kind of spooky that he is in a way. You know, these Bernie Sanders kids are all, you know. That he's actually doing pretty good this time around, but you know, I have to agree. This is it's so obvious and everything. But I don't know. Joe Biden hasn't announced who he's going to have for his VP yet. But everybody's thinking it's going to be either Mike Obama or it's going to be Hillary Clinton.
No,
if you remember Bernie Sanders,
it will not be either one of those. You will see Klobuchar. You will see Klobuchar, or you will see Kamala Harris. And Joe won't last a year before they have him with the dementia thing going on. And Kamala Harris, Klobuchar will both step one. Whoever's there will step into the presidency, and will pick a vice president. Now stay with me on this. Now, Klobuchar tried to come across as being kind of a moderate type there and stuff like that. But don't buy into that for a heartbeat, because she is as much of a globalist as any of them are.
Yeah.
All right? She
is
hard left. She's just smart enough to cover it up.
Yep. She's not out there bragging about it like everybody else is, you know, and that's what makes her dangerous. But I tell you, I don't know, but we'll have to see and everything. But I think probably in the next couple of months things will calm down and everything. But for right now, you know, this is why we said months ago, start stocking up on food, because you're going to see the crazy people out there panicking. You know, well, here we are. You know, so, and this is in a big city. This is not in the small cities. This is in the bigger cities, you know, and everything that you're seeing it. So, and I'm seeing it here in town, in the small town I'm in, but it's not bad, but it's laughable, because you're seeing all the toilet paper gone, all the Lysol gone over here at Walmart.
Well, here's the
my secret is I go to Dollar Tree.
I live in Katy, Texas, which butts right up to Houston, all right? Houston just grown out and just kind of sucked us into the metroplex there. But Katy was fairly conservative in that kind of stuff. It's more purple than it's ever been, all right? And the Costco I go to has not been able to keep hand sanitizer, toilet paper, paper towel, disinfectant wipes. They haven't been able to keep that on the shelf. People are buying that shit up like it's midget porn or something.
Right. So, but anyway, you know, like I said, it's the liberals are the ones that are panicking, really. You know, some of the Republicans, the ones that hissing and panic, but not as much as these liberals are, because they don't know any, they don't know what to do. That's why they're in full panic mode.
Well, here's what you got to watch out for is the people that panic, right? So every time there's a natural disaster, what do you see happen? You know, you got like New Orleans. Remember that hurricane went through? People are raping and killing each other and stealing each other's shit and everything else. They're more of a danger than the coronavirus. And,
you're right.
And government people know that. They're not stupid. You know, they know if they get more excited, what it causes. Right?
Right.
You send them into a panic, and the majority of the people within the cities and condensed areas and stuff like that go into a full-blown frenzy and do horrible shit. They've always done it. You know?
Yep. Yep.
They're more of a danger than the virus is.
Yep. Yep. So that's why we're saying you guys don't want to be caught up in this. That's why we said prepare early. That's why we were smart enough to stock up early before all this, you know, and everything. So, but anyway, we got just a few minutes before we go on break. You guys want to go for another hour? Do you want to call it early? Or
I've got some paperwork I need to finish up and stuff.
All right.
So, I mean, y'all go ahead if you want to and stuff, but
we'll close it because I do got an early day tomorrow, and believe it or not, I got to get up and take the roommate's son to work at 7 o'clock, so I got to get up a little early. But anyway, we'll come back on Thursday. We'll be on a regular time and everything, and Virgil will be back on. That boy, he's been pushing himself hard, so he's been working up the storm and everything. So I know he's listening to us. So Virgil, we'll see you Thursday night, I hope. And contact me or Russell later on if you can. And for the rest of you out there, just use your common sense and, you know, don't panic. Just live your day by day, you know, and everything and stuff.
Ladies and gentlemen, like you said, there's no need to panic. Just be aware. Let me put it that way. All you need to be at this point is aware. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And remember, with what's trying to go on here, what's trying to happen here, if people start staying at home, if you don't go to your regular bar or beer joint or whorehouse, whatever your taste may be, those businesses are going to suffer, and that's going to keep the economy decline moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
So get out there and live your life. Do not be frightened of this stuff.
But, you know, just use hygiene, wash your hands, wash your face, you know, stuff like that. You'll be good and everything. But in the meantime, Ron's got a square roll of toilet paper he's selling for $100 a roll. So.
Plus shipping and handling.
So anyways, we'll be back Thursday night, 7 p.m., so y'all tune in, and we'll see what happens, you know, just with every 72 hours we learn something new, so, and everything, so y'all just tune into the news, listen to what CDC has to tell you, and, you know, follow their instructions, you know, that's all we can do for you and everything, but y'all have a good week, good night, everybody. Be safe out there.
Good night, America.
Good night, America.
Gates of